Praise
Love
the Lord.
Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Good evening and welcome to Divine Connection Prayer Line. With the glory of the Lord, we desire to be manifested in the prayers as we search out the Word, the Scriptures in prayer and present them, glory to God, before the Lord with the names of those that have infirmities for our nation, for the youth, for the less fortunate, for those that are hurting and abused, and for marriages, and for those that are seeking the counsel of God for wisdom, for directions, for ministry, for whatever the situation may be. As we put those things before the Lord, we believe by faith that He's going to answer them. And as we continue to pray and intercede and make ourselves available for the service of the Lord, we also have to make sure that our hands are clean as we seek out the face of God, as every believer should, to make sure that, they, as Corinth said, examine ourselves daily to make sure that we're in the faith and lining up with God's word to adhere what the Spirit of the Lord has to say as He directs us through the Holy Spirit. So as we pray, we stand on the word, as in James, that the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous does avail much, and as the Lord told us to pray without ceasing. But when we pray, we must pray with faith and with that assurance to trust the Lord that the things that we are praying for according to His word, they shall come to pass. Praise the Lord. We give God glory and honor for this blessed day that He's added into our life. Every day that the Lord has made, we want to be in a mind frame, the mindset that we want to continue to rejoice, to have the joy of the Lord as being our strength, to stand on the word and not allow the spirit of fear or fretfulness or doubt and unbelief to come and rob us of trust in the Lord. So, Father, as we come in Your presence today, we come with the attitude of gratitude, with a thankful heart and a humble heart. Forgive us for every offense against Your word. We thank You so much for Jesus being our Savior, our deliverer, our healer, our burden bearer. We thank the Lord for You giving us the Holy Spirit, which is our teacher, our lead, our guide, our comforter. We thank You, Lord God, for ordering our steps. We thank You, Lord God, for renewed mercies every morning, for Your grace, for favor. We thank You, Lord God, for life, health, and strength and activity of our limbs and a sound mind. So many that does not even have the peace in their minds. We thank You for the power of peace that You give, not as the world gives, that You give us that peace that's in the midst of chaos, that we can have that peace that passes all understanding. We thank You, Lord God, as we come before You, we want You to be Lord in our life, not just the Christ of the crisis. We thank You, Lord God, for so many marvelous and wonderful, dynamic things You've done and still doing, and even the promises that are yet to come to pass. You said the promises of the Lord add rich and maketh no sorrow. We thank You for the power of forgiveness, and God has forgiven us while we were yet a sinner and a wretch undone and walking in darkness. You came as the light and brought light in us and brought deliverance and teaching us how to love the agape love and to be able to shed and spread that light through the gospel and live a life that others may see the light and that we may lift You up and You may be glorified in our lives. We thank You, Lord, for Your healing power, for that healing in our physical bodies and also in that mental capacity to be able to have the mind to think and to have clarity of thoughts and to be able to rest in You and be able to trust in You. God, we glorify You for so many things. We thank You for our families, our loved ones, and we pray, glory to God, even for those that have lost loved ones or going through tragic and horrible, horrific things that the enemy is doing, as we've been praying for the spirit of murder and that spirit of genocide and all the kinds of forces that the enemy come to take lives, and even that's running rampant through the land, not only through for ISIS, but the tragedies that even took place that's in Orlando and on our streets every day. God, this is somebody's child, somebody's mother, somebody's father, somebody's friend, some some loved one. Oh, God, we pray, glory to God, that we think of the lives and the chaos that the enemy is doing, because it could come anyway, not just because it signaled out set a group of people or whatever. Still yet, we pray for mercy. We pray for grace. We pray, glory to God, that you will comfort, that you will encourage, that you will enlighten, that, glory to God, that there is a God and he is a Savior and he is a deliverer, and he knows how to bring our hearts into a place of comfort, but also he knows, glory to God, in the midst of all that goes on, he is a Savior and he wants to save and deliver. So we're asking, God, even for our country, that you will just bless and minister and move in a miraculous way of the various things that are going on and the open doors that have came even for across the borders inside the house of, not so much as inside the house, but in the borders of the United States, that there are terrorists coming across the borders and being homegrown inside. God, we know this is a force of the enemy. Whenever death comes in such tragic and horrible, horrific ways, and when he bring in the drug trafficking, bring in the human traffic, when he comes in genocide, when he comes in through rape and incest and people decapitating and destroying bodies and doing things to portrayal and hurt and abuse and accuse and abuse our children, parents abusing their children, and children abusing their parents, and the physical things that goes on in marriages and so forth. And we know this is not of you, it is of the enemy. But in the midst of it all, you are not the author of confusion, but you can deliver us out of them. You can deliver us out of these various things. And God, as we pray, help us to pray and intercede for those, Lord, to God, with their minds twisted, where the enemy has come in and caused men and women and whoever and children, however, to do some of these hideous things or be a party to it or either be one of the victims of these things. God, we just have asking you, Lord God, to intervene. We bind up every satanic and demonic force as you've given us that power to bind and to loose and to curse and cancel, but also with the wisdom of what we can do for us and what we can do for us, our speaking, our touching the lives through the word or encouragement or through something that we can be able to reach out, whether it's somebody that's in need in their physical body or whether it's food or clothing or shelter or a word from the Lord or speaking hope or deliverance or whatever. God, help us to not allow fear to come in and overtake us or bind us up or cause us to be oppressed and depressed or fearful or fretful and lose out on the courage that you've given us to be able to stand through the power of the Holy Spirit. Help us to be led by the Spirit. God, don't allow our hearts to get hardened and desensitized that we don't even care or concern. It's just me, my, I, us, for no more. We can't live that. The eye does not do what the leg do. The toe don't do what the tongue do. The heart don't do what the liver does. They all have their function in this part of the body, but when one part of it affects a lot parts of the other parts of the body. The same as in the spiritual realm, in the physical body, Jesus is the head, and we are the part of the body of Christ, and we ought to be able to feel and hurt and go through so we can bear the one another burdens and strong bear the infirmities weak, so we can be in a place of intercession, so we can be able to stand in the gap, so we can make a difference. Well, we can cry aloud and spare not, and we can be able to sound the alarm when it's a warning time for this or that, or encouragement to build up, and when it's time to tear down, when it's time to uproot or time to reveal, we ought to be able to have the courage in the power of the Spirit of the Lord as we seek out his face and spend time with him and meditate on his word and let his word get in us. And as you said, if your word abide in us and we abide in you, we can ask what we will and it shall be done. You said in your word, ask and it shall be given, seek and we shall find, knock and the door shall be open. And we have access to the throne, but we got to be covenant keepers, not covenant breakers. We just can't have the lip service and just you're not a genie in a bottle, you're not a Santa Claus. We have to live a life according to what you call for us to do in order for the manifestation of these prayers to come forth and see the hand of God in operation. When we're walking upright before you, said you hold no good thing from us. And when we are, you said in your word, many times you answer before we even call. Just that kind of love that kind of benefits that we have in you. We just can't look for the benefit of the fire insurance. I'm going to heaven, so just keep me out of hell. I want health insurance and so forth, like this, so I can stay healthy. I want to be able to be in the plan for the blessings to flow. He'll give me the desires of my heart. Oh, something pretty prerequisite to that. When we delight ourselves in Him, then He'll give us the desires of our heart. Our will become His will. Our way will be, our desires will be His desires. We want to do what is lining up according to what His word is and not outside or contrary to His will. God, we just ask you, Lord, to help us to be in alignment and adhere to what your word is saying and be obedient to that you're saying. Tonight, God, we just want to give you glory and praise and let the power of intercession through these things that are going on in life, and even just to appreciate you for all the great things that you've done and doing, salvation most of all, being a part to the kingdom of God, all the things, glory to God, that you've given us even in the process of our salvation and even with the healing, deliverance, and answering prayers and being there on our behalf and protecting us and the angels that be encamped about us. There's so much to be thankful for. So, God, help us to be in a place to use the weaponry that you've given us through the power of prayer, through the power of love, through the power of forgiveness, and in being able to pray and be thankful and be grateful and to walk with the character of Jesus Christ according to Galatians 5 for the fruit of the Spirit. And glory to God, most of all, it's got to be on the umbrella of love, of the agape and these other things showing for the kindness and for being able to suffer long in some things, to be able to endure some things. God, we just thank you. We just appreciate you. We just thank you every day. Help us not get to a place that we get so nonchalant and so non-caring about the cares, the things that you have said, and get caught up in the cares of this life. We just love you and appreciate you. Thank you. No matter what, you've already let us know that the enemy has a hit out on us, but nevertheless, he don't have to succeed on all that he's doing because you've already said what he came to do, but you came to give us that abundant life. God, we thank you, Lord God, as we pray and believe you by faith that you don't have no respect to person. What you did for one, you'll do for others, but according to our faith, and you have seasonal times that things do occur and take place in our life. Help us to have the patience to wait on you and to be faithful to you in our wait. Because you know the heart of every man. We can speak one thing with our lips, but you know the heart of every man. So, God, we ask you to bless and have your way in Jesus' name. We're going to read this reading again out of Jesus Calling Devotional Bible. It's listening to him. I'm speaking in the depths of your being. Be still so that you can hear my voice. I speak in the language of love. My words fill you with life and peace, joy and hope. I desire to talk with all of my children, but many are too busy to listen. The work ethic has them tied up in knots. They submit wholeheartedly to the taskmaster, wondering why they feel so distant from me. Living close to me requires making me your first love, your highest priority. As you seek my presence above all else, you experience peace and joy in full measure. I also am blessed when you make me first in your life. While you journey through life in my presence, my glory brings the world around you, brightens the world around you. Reference scripture, Isaiah 50 and 4, Revelation 2, 4, and Isaiah 60 and 2. Praise the Lord. Bless the Lord. At this time, do we have any of the prayer warriors online right at this time? Praise the Lord. Unmute your phone if you are online at this time. If not, praise God. We'll continue on with the prayer. And when you come in, just let me know. Bless the Lord. Father, as we come in your presence tonight, we want to come giving you glory and praise again and thanking you for all that you do. And when we do praise and the answers of those things that we've experienced to come to pass, and the miracles and the healing and deliverance. But as we open the prayer tonight, even concerning our youth, God, we pray, glory to God, for mercy. We pray for grace. We pray for an opening of the ears that they may hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the vessel at this hour and this time. We know that thief came to steal our inheritance and steal, glory to God, the blessing, glory to God, of what you've given us as children for the work that you also have for them to do in life. And the enemy wants to cut it off or cause them to not come into the knowledge of the truth concerning their destiny, want to steal the inheritance of what you are saying for their lives, to cause them to be a blessing, to encourage others, enlighten others as they carry the gospel. We cancel that spirit that comes to steal and to destroy their lives, or they destroy it through drugs or alcoholic or sex or cause, glory to God, through suicide, or destroying their lives through gang banging and destroying their lives through just depression and oppression and mental illness, other things, glory to God, of feeling hopeless, and some have been rejected and feeling abandoned, so some things that develop in them from generation curses and cause them to be angry and bitter and caught up in doing crazy and things that are bizarre and getting caught up on occults and other things that the enemy is offering. We plead the blood of Jesus. We curse and cancel that assignment. We cancel the assignment of all the voices that come through all the pain, the heartache, and the disappointment, and a lot of rebellion, and that we cause some of this rebellion from that and disobedience, that some disobedience start to open the doors, and some through pain and hurt open the doors for disobedience and rebellion. Whichever way he comes is still the devil, and we bind him up and cancel the assignment of the forces that have come out to distort and distract and to cause, glory to God, the mind to become twisted or come into a place that I'm just going to end it all, and then I'm going to take these with me, or either I just don't want to function or do anything, just going to live a reckless life. The enemy is all behind that. But God, we ask you that you have mercy, that you bring deliverance, open up the heart of those that are caught up in these various situations, and some have been through rape and incest, and all kinds of things may have been done to them, or sometimes feeling so rejected and feeling, glory to God, the peer pressure or whatever it is he wants to use to bring destruction. God, we're standing believing you that they are going to be delivered. They're coming out of the darkness into the marvelous light. They're coming into a place to know the Lord Jesus Christ and know that he is a healer and a deliverer. All the lies that the enemy has said and spoken and so forth for destruction, we curse and cancel that and command them to loosen this hold from the assignment he has against them. God, we are praying, glory to God, for healing. We're praying for salvation. We're praying for encouragement. We're praying for enlightenment. We're praying for even the family, the members, and for those, glory to God, whether they're family members or whether they're someone that was they trusted, whether there was someone through life that caused some of this pain and heartache, or wherever it comes, whether it comes from an instructor, from in ministry, whether it came off the somebody through the street or the neighborhood or their friends or whoever or their enemies, we plead the blood of Jesus. We pray, God, to convict their hearts, and we call for repentance for them and for those that have brought the injury, those that are the predators, glory to God, and use them as a prey. God, we are praying, glory to God, for a change. Break up that stony heart and take out, glory to God, the hardness of heart and put in a heart of flesh from that stony heart. Break up that fallow ground so that way the word can penetrate and life, glory to God, can come in and the Spirit of the Lord can come in and heal and bring deliverance and bring encouragement. God, we are praying for those that are young and have given their lives to the Lord, trying to live holy, trying to live right, trying to do what's right. And the pressures of the peer pressure, the things, glory to God, of the temptations and all the other things, glory to God, where the enemy is trying to lure them off track. We're praying, glory to God, that you bless them and bring them into a place where they can be able to stand and hold on to faith. And, God, we're praying as believers, God, we're not looked down and look at and pounce on every little error or every little mistake or whatever, but we will build them up and give them hope and encouragement to keep pressing on, to keep standing, so that way they can be a light to their peers and others, and sometimes even the younger ones, and making more of an example for what Christ has said and what how we're to live than some of the ones that now that has fallen off track and so forth that are adults. We're asking you, Lord God, to step in and to move in a miraculous way. We're asking you, glory to God, to bring about healing and deliverance, and pray, glory to God, that you continue to use some of them that are so strong now and standing firm that they don't allow what they go through or what's going on in the cosmos or around in the world or what's happening of fear to come in and grip their hearts to cause them not to walk as you have called them to do so. So, God, we're asking you, Lord, to bless them. We cancel that assignment of even the spirit of resentment and discouragement and jealousy that comes, glory to God, even for those that are trying to do what's right. And even now, sometimes they're adults, and sometimes it could be a child, but whatever it is, we know it's a trick of the enemy. You said jealousy is cruel as the grave. And so we know sometimes when people get caught up in jealousy and envy, and then they're set and plot other things against the other one, and betrayal and hurt and pain, whether it's in the youth or whether it's an adult, is still an evil work from the enemy. But we're praying that love will prevail, and it will, glory to God, cancel out the forces of evil in the name of Jesus. Give wisdom, glory to God, in these situations so healing and deliverance can take place. God, we pray continued encouragement and courage for them to stand, and praying, glory to God, for those that have been captive in these other situations, that they will come out of captivity because of the praying saints, the ones that are standing and intervening and interceding and standing, glory to God, for intercessions and praying as the prayer warriors and speaking and decreeing and declaring God's word over them, whether they know the names or not. Prayer goes around the globe. Prayer goes all across state lines, county lines, all across the country lines, wherever, glory to God, prayer, glory, it has power. When we put prayer with faith and standing and trusting in the Lord, we can hear of the great reports of deliverance in the mighty move of God as we pray collectively. We know that prayer can change things, even one person's life can through, but boy, with the power of prayer, when united together, we can see the miraculous. We can be a force to be reckoned with. We have mass weapons of destruction, glory to God, to destroy the works of the enemy through the power of the weaponry that God has given us that said is not carnal but mighty through the pulling down of strongholds. Making sure, glory to God, is when we're praying and interceding that we keep ourselves prayed up and with the armor of God on so that when we can be able to do the work of the kingdom in the name of Jesus. So, God, we just bless you for them, and we just thank you for change. We thank you for transformation. We thank you for awareness and awakening out of darkness into the marvelous light. We thank you for those that are walking in the light, that they're staying in the light and be strong, and that we'll be able to reinforce by praying and lifting up each other collectively and covering our youth in the name of Jesus. We bless you and we honor you in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Anyone else came online yet? Praise the Lord. Well, Father, we do have to carry, the ministry has to go on no matter what. So, Father, we're praying for the ministry for the church, for Lord, that you will bless in the body of Christ. There is so many things that has come to divide the body and divide us and cause us to look at each other in a way that's contrary to what the will of the Lord say. You said in your word that the world going to know that we're your disciples by the love that we have one for another. You said the house or kingdom divided against itself can't stand. So we can't stand together if we're ridiculing one another, sowing discord and having busybodies going on, or we're separated by, glory to God, the caught up in denominations or religious spirits and whatever. Jesus Christ is Lord. And if we know that he's already shed his blood and did all these marvelous and great things, glory to God, and gave us the power to operate in the authority and demonstrate the power of his anointing through his blood that was shed on Calvary, what he's already did to redeem us back to the Father, and he's sitting at the right hand of the Father make an intercession on our behalf. We are to be together as one, as unity in the body. And so many times we're caught up in betraying one another, or we're caught up in abusing one another or hurting each other. That is dividing the kingdom, dividing the house of God. We're to walk together and recognize the true enemy is Satan and all his little cohorts, all the demonic forces and evil works of the enemy. Glory to God. Those are the enemies. They may be using a vessel, but we're to pray, bind, and curse and cancel the assignment of the forces of evil in the name of Jesus, so we won't get so caught up in the vessel that we're looking at and cause ourselves to start fighting one another. Even as believers, we can be saved and filled with the Holy Spirit, speaking in tongues, and still yet have attitudes and have things, glory to God, we're ungrateful for, and have jealousy and envy, which is not to reside in the body. We got to cast these cares and concerns back to the Lord. The resentment, even the times of temptation, glory to God, we have to be in a place that we not allow temptation to overtake us and get caught up in fulfilling the works of the flesh. We have to put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provisions for the flesh and to fulfill the lust thereof, as it said in Romans 13:14. But I'm disciplining my body and bring it into subjection, lest when I preach to others myself, I should become disqualified, as it said in Corinthians. It says, no temptation has overtaken you except such as has been common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond that you are able. But with the temptation will also make the way of escape, that you may be able to bear it, in 1 Corinthians 10:13. We have to be in a place that he says, therefore submit to God, resist the devil, and he'll flee from you, James 4:7. We got to be in a mindset that I can't be double-minded. I can't be in a place to allow the forces of the enemy to cause me to lose out on my inheritance because of my flesh and my desires. We have to be in that place where we walk in forgiveness too and not get caught up in resentment. Because the Bible says if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Matthew 6:14-15. Love is not rude. It is not selfish. It does not upset others. Love does not count up wrongs that have been done. All in the body of Christ, we have so much of that's going on. That's 1 Corinthians 13:5. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace, Ephesians 1:7. And be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as Christ, God in Christ forgave you, Ephesians 4:32. Looking carefully, lest anyone fall short of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up cause trouble, and by this may become defiled. Hebrews 12:15. Praise the Lord. We can't allow the spirit of anger that divides us and keep us, glory to God, from submitting and committing ourselves to the will of the Lord or working together in the word of God, because he says, how can two walk together lest they agree? You angry, frustrated, I'm praying one way, you praying another. You are, glory to God, caught up in whatever's going on with you, and I'm caught up. God cannot bless us, both of us, glory to God. Neither is walking upright before the Lord, or either one up walking upright and one, glory to God, walking in resentment or anger or bitterness and so forth. The house is divided. We cannot, glory to God, operate that way. That's a field day for the enemy. He's having a field day and loving all of this right here. And then how we become hypocrites. We talk one thing, say one thing, do one thing, and next thing you know, and so forth like this, the world seeing us like, okay, what's on your fruit tree? It's supposed to be oranges, supposed to be apples, supposed to be pears, and they are seeing mixed fruit. I've never seen a tree yet got mixed fruit on it. We may mix it up and put it in a bowl or put it on the tree and have it, glory to God, delivered, but it's not growing on that tree. Whatever is on that tree is identified for what kind of fruit it is. And the Bible lets us know that in its word and so forth like that, we're going to know them by the fruit. We're going to know them by the fruit in the name of Jesus. So help us, Lord. We need your mercy and grace. And the Bible says, a soft answer turns away wrath,
but a harsh word stirs up anger. Proverbs 15:1. Patience can persuade a prince, and soft speech can crush opposition. Proverbs 25:15. Beloved, do not avenge yourself, but rather give place to wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. Romans 12:19. And James also said, the wrath of man does not work the righteousness of God. Praise the Lord. Bless the Lord. Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath, nor give place to the devil. How many give in place to the enemy for their speech and for how they act and how the vision in the body of Christ? We're asking, Lord God, for healing, deliverance, and unity, and for mercy, and for you've given us so much time to get some things right, but there's pride and high-mindedness got to come down and be uprooted. Glory to God, and this one in denial and justify why I can do this or why I did that. But the mercy of God, of all that Jesus already did and went through in a matter of days, glory to God, and how he suffered and died and on our behalf and didn't turn when he had the opposite, had the opportunity, and when he asked his father, let this cup be turned, glory to God, taken and whatever like that. But he had a mission from his father to accomplish. That was just the flesh crying up because what he had to face with his father, being separated from his father for that short time on that cross because of us. God, but his love, his mercy, his grace, it pursued all the way, even while he was on the cross dying. The mercy of God, glory to God, stopped dying to save. So help us, glory to God, to get to that place that we're not have that paper mache feelings and emotional roller coaster we ride on, instead of having being strong in the Lord and being of good courage and taking courage, like you told Joshua and telling us. So we have to be in that place. We have to walk as an example after Christ. He gave us his word. He gave us the Holy Spirit. He gave us the wisdom. He gave us the tools, glory to God, of all the weaponry. He gave us, glory to God, even told us, don't let our imagination run away with us. If our imagination, glory to God, anything that exalts itself above that knowledge, bring it down into captivity. Oh, you told us in self-order to let go and forget those things that are behind and press and pursue. Look to the future. Don't allow ourselves to be locked down in prison by the things of the past and allow that to interfere with the ministry, allow it to interfere with the relationship, allow it to interfere with our witness. God, help us bring deliverance in the body of Christ. And some people think they're justified for how they feel and what's going on. Needs healing, deliverance, won't even recognize I need a healing, I need deliverance, I need you to come in. Pride and high-mindedness in denial. God, we just pray for the body. We pray, glory to God, and some just mean and just don't want to let go and let God. You want set in their own ways, but we can't enter into the kingdom of God set in that way. We have to submit our ways and commit ourselves and dedicate ourselves unto the Lord for his will to be done in us. God, we ask you, Lord, for mercy and help. In the name of Jesus, God, we bless you so much, glory to God, that we're not allowed the enemy to fill our minds, glory to God, with failure because it didn't accomplish this or this went wrong or that one there and become resentful and come angry, come bitter and whatever like this. Glory to God, we have to get back up again. Let the Lord bring us back up. He's a God of restoring. He's a God of reconciliation. Oh, we got to trust him that he'll bring us through and bring us out. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down. For the Lord upholds him with his hand, Psalms 37:24. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor punished us according to our iniquity. Thank God for mercy. Psalms 103:10. As the Father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him, for he knows how we are formed. He remembers that we are dust. Psalms 103:13. The Lord God is my strength. He will make my feet like deer feet, and he will make me walk on my high heels, Habakkuk 3:19. Being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ, Philippians 1:6, and we're putting that enemy to flight, defeating what his words are saying, make it look like we can't come out, we can't get through this. We can't overcome it. I might as well give up. I might as well commit suicide. I might as well do this. There's no need. I am so tired. Every time I look around, I keep over and over and over. Oh, we have to close every door, and we have to walk in faith because the only way to please him, if we go over to God, get caught up in doubt, that's a field day for the enemy, for him to come in and rob us, go over to God, of the blessing and the inheritance that we have. We have to get back on track, and God, I trust you. I believe even through this pain, this hurt, disappointment, whatever it is, God, help us as the body of Christ to be a helper one to another. And some have worked so hard in ministry, been so hurt and abused and accused and criticized and ostracized and betrayed, even when they're trying to do all that they know to do. But in the midst, even when so many, even the disciples, whether it was being whipped for Christ or whether they was doing something for the cause of Christ, and the attitude that they had that made all the difference to bring them through and bring them out for God to show himself strong. And even glory to God, even the old patriots of old and so forth, when they went through things like Daniel in the lion's den because he wouldn't bow down. He was not stopped praying. And Meshach and Abednego and the three Hebrews boys, they were thrown in a fiery furnace 7 times hotter than usual, and God blessed and showed up in the midst. Glory to God that the king had to acknowledge that there is a true and living God, and their God is God, and that they were not, glory to God. God delivered them in the furnace, delivered them out of the fire. Through glory to God, while they were in the fire, they were delivered, because in the midst, even with all their bands and all that they were wrapped up in and so forth, right there, they were walking around free in the flames. And glory to God, God can do the same. He is the controller of the thermostat. So God, help us in the body of Christ, that we come together, we'll stand firm, and we'll let go. And even through the pain and the disappointments and the anguish, sometimes you just building character. When the enemy meant it for evil, you are, glory to God, allowing some stuff in our flesh to be crucified and bringing awareness to the errors of our ways, because the only way to please you is through the Spirit. It can't be through the flesh, and we must worship you in spirit and in truth. So, God, we just bless you. Help us to recognize that we are not a failure. We are more than a conqueror. We are, glory to God, kingdom kids, and we are, glory to God, can be victorious and overcomers in Christ Jesus. That spirit of doubt, glory to God, will cause us to have setbacks and delays, as well as those other things, if we don't allow God to have those cares and those concerns and make ourselves in a place of commitment to the Lord and commitment to the way of the Lord and trust also in him, and he shall bring those things to pass. In Psalms 37:5, your Lord God, your Lord, give truth, peace to those who depend on you because they trust you. Isaiah 26:3, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as heaven is higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Isaiah 55:8-9. We won't get so caught up, glory to God, as veering off the path, or we would just rest and trust in God's word, let his word get in us, and we meditate on it day and night, and let the Holy Spirit do his leading and the guiding. And so many times we grieve him and override him, and he can't do his job effectively. The voice can be as loud as I am now, and it get to a point, it's almost like faint, because we keep grieving and overriding and doing our thing to the voice that we're hearing. Now we can't even hear, even when God is speaking in a soft voice, in the name of Jesus. And even when he has been speaking loudly to us, clearly, without a shadow of a doubt, flesh on parade, or greed, or high-mindedness, or hurt, or pain, or disappointment, or whatever we allow to get in the way to cause us to not to walk according to what he says, and that doubt will separate us from being able to hear and get our answer from the Lord until we get back on track. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that he cannot save, nor his ear heavy that he cannot bear. Isaiah 59:1. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways, past finding out. Romans 11:33. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. The assurance that whatever we're praying for, as it says in Mark 2, we have to be assured, even when we have in faith, that is already done, and we just got to be able to give that praise and thanksgiving unto him. Glory to God, and as he said in Philippians, so he can give us that peace that passes all understanding. We have to meditate on those things that are pure and true and lovely and just and of a good report. Praise the Lord. They're being in virtue, being in praise. Think on those things. We can't be a people of procrastination. God, help us even in that, for not getting accomplished the things that God says. He tells us to go do this or go make a call or stop and do this or assist him. We run our time into his time, and then we don't accomplish what God wants. Then he'll tell us to make a call. Well, I was thinking about Sister So-and-so or Brother Joe, and but I got caught up because I had to take this and I had to do this and I had to be at this meeting and I had to do whatever. We can pass the church, go into church. Then when we hear about something terrible happened or some hideous situation occurred and God wanted you to intervene or intercede, or sometimes we want to open the mail and we're looking at the last time when I saw them or this, and I'll get to it tomorrow. It's the anointing that destroys the yoke. We got to be in place and in position, so forth, to carry out whatever God is saying at that time. We can't allow procrastination. We can't allow doors to be open. We can't allow the forces of the enemy to cause us off track. And instead of doing what God wants done, we'll do it later, or we don't do it at all. And the enemy is all about stealing. We're going to do it later. And then sometimes God will bless and give you another opportunity, and you still fall short. The devil is a liar. And that's why sometimes we have to, we don't repent. And even sometimes when you repent, glory to God, there is the consequences to the decisions that we make. We must get in a place that we stop procrastinating. So teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Psalms 90 and 12. Do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what the day may bring forth. Proverbs 20:71. Watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Matthew 27:26-41. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. 2 Corinthians 6:2b. See that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Ephesians, we're in it, and it's going to get worse. Ephesians 5:15-16. But we're covered under the blood as we trust and walk in the path that God has set before us, not to lean to the left or the right. And things that do occur, God know how to shield us and protect us and bring us through and bring us out. And there's some things, glory to God, we have to go through in order, glory to God, for this flesh to die and the character of Christ to be manifested so he can be glorified. Come now, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go to such and such a city, spend a year there, buy and sell and make a profit, whereas you do not know what will happen tomorrow. For what is your life? It is as a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanish away. James 4:13-14. Praise God. And don't allow the power of fear that comes to overwhelm, to take and to destroy and to keep us out of the place of victory from accomplishing, achieving whatever God wants done. Praise God. Be strong and of good courage. Do not fear nor be afraid of them, for the Lord your God, he is the one who goes with you. He will not leave you, forsake you. Deuteronomy 31:6. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Psalms 27:1. And we got to get to a place where we really get that word on the inside so we can put the enemy to flight. Those are our weaponry with faith. Nobody are standing on it. They're not just standing and shaking in your boots or something like that. But the assurance to know what you're praying or what you're saying is going to, it's going to stand up and hold up because God's word is true and there's power behind it, and he will bring it to pass. It may not be the moment of the hour, we think so, but he will prove himself every time. He'll come even when 12 o'clock hour can be 12:01. He's going to show up, and he's going to prove himself. Amen. Psalms 27:1. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear what man can do. Psalms 118:6. Do not be afraid of sudden terror, nor of trouble from the wicked when it comes, for the Lord will be your confidence and will keep your foot from being caught. Proverbs 3:25-26. The fear of man brings a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord shall be safe. Proverbs 29:25. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness. We have to be assured and stand fast, hold fast, and know, glory to God, he has a purpose for the body of Christ, for unity, for love, and for us to forgive one another. The power of unforgiveness is running rapid, as I often say, like a cancer. That is not God's will, because he came and forgave us and restored us and redeemed us and he wants us to be in a place and so forth that we walk together as the body. We shouldn't be fighting one another. That's like taking your fist and beating your face and beating yourself in the stomach and kicking your leg and kicking yourself. Oh, my God, we don't see if something. See, if we do see something, we know and stuff like this, there's some problems. We need to cast something out or lock something up. But in the meantime, the body of Christ and so forth like this is need to come in alignment, and so that we can love on each other and work the kingdom of God's work that he has given us to work in Jesus' name, to not to be discouraged but to be encouraged. We praise God. We pray for marriages. We pray glory to God in a time that people are changing marriages like they're changing clothes, where you might as well say almost like a contract, because if it's really, really marriage and whatever like this, it's supposed to be working and working together for the long haul. Some people work together so well and love on each other, and as soon as one gets sick, they're abusing or they're just disappearing off the scene. Other ones are abusing their wives and abusing their husbands, abusing their children or whatever. We know this satanic is not God. It's supposed to be love. Is the husband supposed to love their wives as Christ loved the church, and then as he does this, then the wife and so forth won't have a problem submitting as they walk together, and they'll be able to walk together as a team and walk together, being helpers one up to another in the name of Jesus. Some glory to God have not even cut their apron strings with mom and so forth like that. They still have not learned to cleave to their wives, and some glory to God there have families, and then they may. Another family, and some have not become one because one still yet putting their children or putting this or putting that before others over to God or having harsh words against one another. Other ones because they're out of finances and the pressures of life because we had to have downsized or we don't have the money anymore or we had whatever. All kinds of things the enemy has interfered and opened doors, sometimes even through life disappointments and other things have opened doors for alcohol and drugs and adultery and fornication and all kind of the things to come in that cause the families and so forth like this to be disrupted or cause chaos and dysfunctional families because of pain and agony, cause a relationship or abuse or whatever or wayward children or however. We know the devil is a liar in the blood of Jesus. We know God is a healer and a deliverer. Nothing's too hard. He's a healer. He knows how to bring hearts together and forgiveness and love and come back in and bring families together and bring glory to God, that harmony into a relationship may not have been there or either one that was lost to be restored. So we just pray for mercy. We pray for grace. We pray for deliverance. We pray for a change. We're praying for the word to come in and for life. Pray for people to cross their paths and pray for salvation. Pray for awareness. We're just asking the Lord to move in a miraculous way tonight. We know, glory to God, even in all of these things that are going on in life, glory to God, God has an antidote through his word, through, glory to God, his mercy and grace, through the power of love and through our obedience and even for our witness. We pray for the prayer warriors. We're praying for the intercessors. We're praying for those that are intervening on these situations in life. And God, you bless them, keep them, cancel the assignment of the attack of the enemy that are coming against their lives, are coming against them, glory to God, that are trying to stand holy, trying to stand righteous, trying to stand in what God is saying in praying without ceasing and standing on God's words and encouraging others and trying to build the body of Christ. God, don't let things, glory to God, go on and cause the enemy to slip in the back doors or come and attack them and cause them to get fretted or cause them to get off track. Let them be like Nehemiah on that wall, all of us, glory to God. I was assigned to come and build this wall out or to do whatever God has assigned for the building of the kingdom of God. And two weapons in one hand and tools in other, doing the work of the kingdom and persistent, pursuing, persevering, and not coming down because of being taunted or said this or said that or this right here or agony or pain or whatever it is that the enemy is trying to do to pull off the wall. Help us to stand and stay on the wall and do what God's required. Praying over God for blessings, praying for increase, praying for encouragement, praying for healing and deliverance in some of these households as well. As we're standing, glory out in the gap for others, we are praying that you will bless and deliver our children. Deliver, glory to God, the husbands or the wives, or deliver the loved ones, or deliver those, glory to God, that they're standing in the gap for, whether they're in their workplace or in the neighborhood or globally, God, those that are sick or falling prey to the enemy to cause destruction and whatever, waking them up out of their sleep and recognizing the truth of what the enemy is doing and what God is saying for their lives. As they're praying and interceding for those people in that manner, God, we just pray and you keep them covered. Keep them encouraged. Keep them healed. Keep them whole. Keep them with a determination, glory to God, and doing a good work. Not boasting in myself, but as unto the Lord, and I'm not coming down off the wall. Strengthen them sometimes when they get weak and they need that strength in the name of Jesus. Even when their body has been afflicted and the enemy comes to attack, like God, heal and deliver. Let it be that a table is prepared in the presence of their enemy. God, we're praying angels of the Lord be encamped about the ministering angels to go to their post. God, we just love you tonight. We just thank you so much for what you're doing. In the name of Jesus, we glorify you. We pray for those that are sick and those, glory to God, been afflicted by various things and different types of diseases and attacks of the enemy that have come to afflict the body and curse the counsel or assignment of the forces of the enemy that's trying to come and steal the life, and some even, glory to God, have been threatened with a death sentence. So, however, we plead the blood of Jesus and curse and counsel his assignment and speak in life, God, that you will raise them up, that you will heal some that we're still praying, believing you, glory to God, that you're going to raise up, and some that have been in a comas, and we believe in God, some been in it and you done brought them out, but some the enemy is fighting, trying to keep that ministry or whatever God has given them and said for their lives to come to pass. He's fighting them, but we are praying, glory to God, that you're going to show yourself strong and continue to move in a miraculous way and continue to heal and bring deliverance. God, we bind up the affliction of the enemy because we know, glory to God, your word said by your stripes we will heal. Healing is your wings, and you sent your word to heal. So we believe in, glory to God, for the healing and the deliverance. We're praying, glory to God, against the foul spirits of cancer that's even a coming attack in the body of Christ. All, glory to God, trying to eat up the body and trying to destroy the life, glory to God, and the ministry and the homes and the families. We plead the blood of Jesus. We speak in life. We pray, glory to God, that you will bless the red and white blood cells, that you give strength to the body, that you're rebuking the forces of the enemy that come, glory to God, to bring destruction. We're praying, glory to God, to be a testimony to glorify and magnify you. We're praying for those that have been attacked with heart attacks and strokes and lupus and all kind of other things and arthritis and bursitis and forces of the enemy that comes to steal, and even these aneurysms that are happening and all these blood brains and vessels breaking and busting. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus. All these things that have been attacking the world for a long time, and we're praying, and God bless, and some of them been healed, but how it's just coming rampant in the body of Christ. This ought not to be so. These diseases, glory to God, should not be coming upon the body. Any doors that have been opened, glory to God, some that's been attacks of the enemy, and other doors that's been opened, and glory to God, eating disorders and all kind of foolishness and craziness, and even the spirit of obesity and stuff like from afflictions from other things and problems with gallbladders and things going on, glory to God, with the kidneys breaking down and having to, glory to God, have kidney transplants or waiting on kidneys or waiting on this or that. All the hideous things that the enemy is doing to try to bring fear and cause, glory to God, the ones that are standing to slow down or not to accomplish what God wants, or either slow the work down, the blood of Jesus. Even those, glory to God, that are standing on the wall and trying to pray and trying to preach and teach and witness, and glory to God, there's afflictions coming, the blood of Jesus. God, we still stand on your word. No matter what goes on, God, you're still a Lord. We're still going to magnify and praise you. Still stand on your word, glory to God, that you're going to bring deliverance and healing. And even like the Hebrew boys, if my God don't deliver, we know he's able. But we know there's some things that you promised and that you said. So in the midst of it all, we are thanking you, Lord God, for blessing us and teaching us to rest in you and to be in content, whatever state we're in, learning that, glory to God, because so much is going on in the body that we're not even in that place of contentment, whether we have the abundance or whether we have the lesser. Until that time of transition, we got to be able to, glory to God, to trust you that you're going to bring us through and bring us out. He that began a good work in us, he's faithful, glory to God. He know how to, glory to God, complete it. He know how to bring it out. And the enemy will try to do everything he can to make it look like it's not going to come to pass. But it's about our faith that we're going to believe you, that you're going to fight our enemies. You're going to bring us through that. You're going to bless and heal these bodies. You're going to bring deliverance. You're going to Bless us to be able to stand, to be able to accomplish and achieve the ministry, things that you have placed, or to restore in the marriage, or bring the children home, or be able to, glory to God, to bless, glory to God, for the spirit of forgiveness, for those, glory to God, that are even coming up against us, or whatever. We got to trust and believe, no matter what the enemies do, I believe that you're going to bring us out. Because at the end of the day, no matter what our enemies doing, or no matter what's going on, do you trust me that I'm going to bring you through and bring you out? Get us to that place. Help us, God, to fight the good fight of faith, or keep pressing and pursuing after you to see the manifestation of what you say, and then we can speak and decree and declare some things that it be so. And if it does not happen, then help us to keep the faith, to know faith and patience, glory to God, got to work together, waiting on the Lord and being of good courage and letting him strengthen our hearts. We bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Have we had anyone come online yet? Praise the Lord. I'm not sure what's going on tonight, but we know we have to be faithful and continue to press. I don't know where the Warriors tonight has forgotten. Bless the Lord, but we give God praise, and the power of prayer, glory to God, still will go forward. We pray for our youth. We pray, already pray for our youth. We pray for our single women, glory to God, whether they've been single, glory to God, they have never been married, or they've been single, glory to God, and never had I've never been married or have been single through divorce, or single again through being a widow, or whatever the circumstances is. We pray, God, that you will bless them, encourage them, some that want to be married and some that have been married and want to be married again, or lost a loved one and desiring to be married again. Lord, we ask you to bless them, that they will wait on the Lord and be of good courage, that they are stand fast, don't allow the spirit of loneliness to come in and overwhelm them, overtake them, and don't allow the spirit of jealousy or envy or just that, you know what, I just can't be by myself. Don't allow the spirit of fornication to come in, glory to God, when they want to appease the flesh of their body's been used to having someone, and all of a sudden now they can to have someone, or some just want, I just want companion, but sometimes just wanting that companion and picking out people of a mate that we want, then you can end up in places and doing things that it can cost you their salvation, or cost their reputation, or cost them, glory to God, their witness. So, God, we just asking you for the believers, that you would just bless them to be strong in you, to stand firm. We're praying for the others that, glory to God, that are married, or just believers, glory to God, that will be able to stand, and encourage them to be able to stand and make sure that they are walking upright and doing what's right too, that they're not living a half-hearted life and a double life and double standard, so that way they can be able to draw strength while they're standing on the word and being encouraged, that they can be able to know, glory to God, that they're overcomers. The spirit of the enemy will bring loneliness and cause, glory to God, loneliness to cause them to yield to temptation, or cause them, glory to God, to get caught up in other things and seeking out, glory to God, other ways to appease the flesh. But God, we are praying right now in the name of Jesus, going to take that word, going to take that relationship, it's going to take the true commitment to the Lord. But even those moments when the flesh does rise and something, glory to God, does come in, or the enemy try to bring in some church, why help them to watch their eye gates as well, glory to God, that they'll be watchful and prayerful, but also not to have entertainment of things that's going to stir the flesh and cause the flesh to have these desires and emotions by engaging in things, glory to God, where they're going to cause lust and romantic this and romantic that and whatever, and then get caught up with people that are living that type of life in the meantime, and need to shun some things that you know that people are indulging in and whatever like this, and you're going to try to live the life, but then we can't endure, and then some sitting back watching pornography and doing other stuff, or getting caught up in certain things, glory to God, that will cause them to yield that way. Can't sit up and just meditate on watching other people that were there, couples, and oh, I wish. If we meditate on anything more than God and his word, that thing becomes an idol. We can make an idol out of desiring to be married, or desiring this and desiring that. We can even get so caught up, glory to God, in desiring, besides desiring, we can get so caught up in allowing our problems and situations, we meditate on that more than God, that thing can become an idol. Anything that we meditate on more than God can be an idol. And those things over to God that the enemy will play games with loneliness. We cancel that assignment right now. We bind up the forces of the enemy or cause the mind to be meditating on other things that it shouldn't be or causing it over to God to get caught up. It's that flesh that's got to die, and we got to recognize and can't deny and justify, yes, my desire is this, Lord. Yes, my desire. That's your Father. Lay your head on his breast. Say what is on the heart, because he know already, but I need you. I love you more than this thing. I want you to help me in delivering. We got to pray that prayer, not only whether it's for loneliness or whether it's a desire for the of the flesh and lusting after other things and so forth. It could be the pride of life. It could be the things over to God that we want and desiring for this great house, this great ministry, this great this, for this man, for this woman. And some people lusting after somebody else's husband and some other way, like they want them to be the boy so God can. God is not the author of confusion. If God's over to God, did not set that up and say your husband, the enemy can come in and change himself an angel of light and put foolishness out there in your heart, and you thinking, oh, yeah, oh, and somebody just smiling at you with just being nice to you and whatever, like, oh, that's a sign. The devil is alive. We have to be in a place that, glory to God, we trust you. Be led by the Spirit. Don't allow our imagination to run away with us. Bring that thing into captivity. God, what is your will? What is your will? And my flesh is saying one thing, and God, I know this is not of you, but God, I'm asking you to help me. I'm praying for repentance and conviction that you will save and deliver me out of this thing so that way I can walk upright before you. I can be an example. I can be a light. We have to pray, glory to God, honestly, about what's going on even in this flesh and in this mind. In the name of Jesus. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take care of me. Psalms 27 and 10. The Lord is near to those who have a broken heart and save such as have a contrite spirit. Psalms 34 and 18. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they will not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned, nor shall the flame scorch you. Isaiah 43:2. The Lord your God in your midst, the mighty one, will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing. Zephaniah 3:17. Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of age. Matthew 28:20. For he himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Hebrews 13:5b. And sometimes people can have the silly saying, oh, I just need a physical somebody. Glory to God. If we get in a place in God and we allow the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, to have free reign, he can come in those places and he can put things in alignment. And glory to God, bless us that we will not allow the flesh to overwhelm us, and the flesh won't be burning us so that we have to turn back around and try to have to find something to appease it. We still have to be in a place that we'll let God come in, and he'll minister, and he will cover every area of our lives if we'll just trust him and bless him. So I ask you, Lord, to bless them. I ask you to strengthen them, encourage them. I pray, glory, you have more meditation on your word. I pray other doors to be opened, and I pray, God, even when that time of companionship, they'll wait on the Lord and allow the Lord to bless them so they won't be unequally yoked, and just, glory to God, just appease the flesh, and then when the flesh come together and whatever like this, and then trouble comes and whatever like this, and we want to cover it up with marriage and come to find out we're talking about we have better to marry than to burn, and sometimes you're going to burn worse because if you done tap that and after done tap it and so forth, now you don't want nothing to do with you. Your flesh burning even more. Now you can't get it and you got it right there in the room with you and it don't want to touch you. So we got to be in a place that we hear God and move by the Spirit of the Lord and by the wisdom of God. But some things over to God and decisions that we make to appease the flesh, it costs us. Glory to God, our inheritance. It cost us for a quick decision like Esau and Jacob. And so when Esau famished, but he got to have this bowl of porridge or whatever it is and whatever, and he's so hungry. And then he turned back around and give up his birthright, and then it cost you down the line. So it's so many different angles to that story. But that piece, I just want to say, quick decisions and certain things that we do in life, and we'll do things, glory to God, and come to find it and cause us to suffer. So we pray, glory to God, that we'll be able to wait on the Lord. And if we make a mistake, help us to always keep a repentant heart as believers. 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Praise the Lord. Amen. We bless the Lord tonight. We pray for the less fortunate, for those that need food and clothing and shelter that may have gone through some storms in life and whatever, like whether it be through a natural storm that caused them to lose their home or downsize and lost their job, or whether it was something where they got a bad decision making, or whether it was just something just the enemy just came in and stole. God, we just pray that a restoring. We're praying for finances. We're praying for jobs. We're praying for employment. We're praying for doors to be open. We're praying whether it come through the church house or whether it come through charity, they'll be able to get back on their feet. And praying for some that are desire, some that are in the streets that don't even want to come back out. They're so downtrodden and hurt and caught up in whatever they're doing, they don't even want to receive the help. And then there's others, they want the help, but some people are shunning them. God, we pray for doors to be open. God, even in the body of Christ, where scripture says that, I'm not sure whether it was David, it says that, never seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging bread. We may get to a time when things get really tight and we may not be able to have that filet mignon or that steak or that shrimp or that pork chop or whatever it is, glory to God, that we had, or we were eating chicken and now all of a sudden now you're eating hamburger or you're just eating a bologna sandwich for those that like bologna or hot dog or whatever, and things have changed. It's for a season. We're believing they're coming out and being overcomers, that God's going to bless it. This too shall pass, that things going to turn back around in the finances, on the job or the employment, for the promotion, even for some that may have gone through on their jobs with management, because sometimes management now acting like they're gods or with people and lords or with people in their attitudes towards, glory to God, some of their subordinates are getting really ridiculous. But God, you know how to prepare a table in the presence of your enemy. God, this too shall pass. Help your servants to know that don't get resentful and don't get to a point where we're trying to handle matters. And even though the pain and the hurt, give place to the Spirit of the Lord to have reign, and even through the patience, and even what I'm going to learn through this, for God, give me the strength to be the overcomer. God, we're praying for favor. Turn it around, because even a lot of times they are doing things, glory to God, to the employees, not knowing, glory to God, somebody's watching them. They can lose out or end up being demoted or end up no job either. So, God, we just praying, God, that you just give favor or promotions for those, glory to God, that seem like they're under the finger of their employer. They just not want to give them that promotion, or don't want to give them what they're worth, and then want them to be training others, and they want to pay them, or not being fair in the pay. We're praying those yokes be destroyed, and those glass ceilings that's keeping some of our people, glory to God, from being able to get those promotions and those jobs. We're praying for a change and yoke be destroying power. Praying against those spirits of prejudiceness in the name of Jesus. Some may be, you know, because of the different nationalities, and others, it is prejudice because they're jealous about this, that, and the other. But we're praying, glory to God, that you will bless as your believers, glory to God, as your servants, that you will bless, and they will have to be serving somebody like they're a taskmaster, but you will bless and you will cause them to be raised up and being blessed in the name of Jesus. Some may even have to look back at the life of Joseph, how you just brought them through. And sometimes we may be angry, but he said be angry, but sin not. And if a mistake is made, just repent. But we're believing for the change. We're praying, glory to God, for the households, for those families and those that are hurting and there need these finances, God, need transportation, need, glory to God, need shelter. However, we're asking you, Lord, to bless. And that we can do, even it may not seem like a lot, I don't want to share this, I don't have a $10 on it. If that's $10 God put it on your heart, let us sow, because we don't know what may come out of that $10, that $5, that dollar, or whatever, even when God is placing upon our hearts to sow or to share. And some may be able to do a lot more than that. It may not just want to give up or whatever, and God may be trying to do something else miraculous in our lives, and he wants to sow into somebody else's life. God, we ask you, Lord, let us not be greedy, and let us not, glory to God, be selfish. Let us not be to that point and so forth like this, that we draw back and shut up our bowels against our brothers when there is a need. We're just praying for change. We're praying for transformation. We're praying for, glory to God, a yielding and availing ourselves unto the true and living God, that his will be done, that he'll be able to see, glory to God, that our love for him is greater than it is for us just appeasing our flesh. So, God, we just love you today. I pray for the prayer warriors, the ones that normally be on the line and not on the line tonight for whatever reason. God, everybody have different things that occur in their lives. We're praying that you keep them covered and bless them, even if it's a forgetfulness. But I thank you for the power of prayer, that we have an intercessory prayer life, and we can be able to pray, glory to God, without ceasing, pray and keep things going, and pray, glory to God, for those that are in ministry and whatever like this, and their church might have been split, or they might have been hurt or may have been betrayed, that you pray for these leaders, that they be encouraged and know that Jesus already gone through all these things, that we can be able to stand and go through the hurt and the disappointment, that they will just forgive and move forward. And even some of the pain may be deep, but let you come in and heal them and deliver them before they even start up afresh or going back forward or wherever they let go and it can't go over their closed doors or the enemy trying to get them to close the door. God, you give them the wisdom that they need. But we're praying for healing. We're praying for the congregation of those that are caught up in their flesh and things that they're doing that's contrary to the will of God in their leaders when they got good leaders above them. And pray for those that don't have good leaders, but they will always want to lift them up like their God. And they're so great and want to stay in sin, want to stay in error. God, we're praying for the break of that fallow ground, open eyes, unstopped ears, and bring that flesh into a place that we won't have to think that we can be able to straddle a fence. Don't straddle the fence. That's just like being a little bit pregnant. The devil is a lie. We got to be to a place and so forth like this. We're going to live this life and live it for the holy and righteousness of God. It's got to be done in the right manner. And God, we're just praying for those that are hurting and going through right now, been hurt and abused through the ministries and church, that God, they'll recognize they wasn't God. The flesh rose up, glory to God, in that vessel. No matter how great and anointed they are, we honor the ones that God has put in place as they walking the right before the Lord. But when they start walking in error, we got to keep our eyes fixed on the Lord and not be moved by everything that goes on. And so when they fall off the cliff, then we don't have to fall off too. We are praying in the seat for them, but we got to stay focused. So I pray for healing. And so many people have left the house of God, and they are caught up in so many other things and staying home and saying, oh, okay, I can watch it on TV. And I went, you are not going to be disciplined, because a lot of times if you don't feel like you're not going to turn nothing on, you're not going to play anything, God. So I just pray, God, for even in the time they may need their sabbatical, but you just give them wisdom, glory to God, just like you told Elijah when he was hiding in that cave after he done did great exploits on Mount Carmel. And to kill up all those 400 prophets through the power of God, he came in, God just moved, and then now you're hiding from Jezebel. But he said, I have 7,000 have not bowed down to Baal. And it's the same way right now. No matter who has erred or fell off track or not doing what God told them to do in leadership, you still have many that are still standing and still holding up the bloodstained banner, still doing what God requires. And we have to make sure that even in our life, God, what has it caused me to turn back on you because of what somebody's did. But God, help us to remember all that you've already done. Glory to God, as our Savior and our Redeemer, as our Lord and our Deliverer, that glory to God, we're not letting nothing cause us through hurt, pain, disappointment to separate us from your love and your mercy and your grace in the name of Jesus, because you said it'll never happen with you, but we can walk out of your will. No man can pluck us out of your hand, but we can walk out. So we just praying, have mercy, God. Restore. Let them find their way. Let them have somebody that will in their path that will appreciate and stir the gifts that they can be able to bless. And even when they've been gone through and be overcomers, that they can be like what you told Peter. When you've been converted, then you can strengthen your brother. God, through these testimonies, let us be overcome. In the name of Jesus, we bless you tonight. We give you glory. We give you honor. We cancel every satanic and demonic force that set up traps and set up snares to come against this prayer. We curse that work. We bind him up and loose him from his assignment against and send it back to the dry place from where it came. We come against every demonic force and satanic force that will come up against our bodies and our health and our life and our families and loved ones and even ministries and the things that you have signed to our lives. And glory, we curse and cancel that assignment. We plead the blood of Jesus. We speak continued life, health, wholeness, salvation, deliverance, blessings, and prosperity spiritually and naturally. We give you all the glory and all the praise and all the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. We thank you for your loving kindness. You are so marvelous, and you're so wonderful. Without you, God, we can do nothing. Through you, we can do all things. But I love you, and I appreciate you, and I honor you. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Before we hang up, I'm going to ask for the third time, is there anyone online? If you are, your phone is muted. You need to unmute your phone, and then I can be able to speak with you, and if the Lord put a prayer in your heart, so be it. If not, then if there's a prayer request or a praise report, then you may do so at this time. So, if your phone is muted, then unmute the phone. Well, I just got a message from Prophetess Bradshaw, but she said, I can't hear her, so I don't know what's going on the line. So I just have to speak with Pastor Dorsey when she comes back. She's not working the switchboard tonight. I'm going to have to get trained on that. She's not working the switchboard tonight, so she's had another assignment for Bible study. So she just informed me that anyone that was online, all they had to do was unmute and they can come in. But nevertheless, God gave a prayer for tonight. We pray blood covering and blessings and any requests out there. We believe in the Lord as you pray and we pray, and the ones that we already have, we're going to continue to believe God for those healings. Thank the Lord again for the praise report with Pastor Prophetess Bird, her brother that we were praying about and had got to be a matter of fact to another city. The Lord blessed through the powers of prayer that he's doing well and God's blessed, and they thought it was something going on with his heart that it was weak. He was the one that came through with a year and a half ago, diagnosed with bone cancer, and the praise report a couple of weeks back, he had, through the doctor said 3%, he was down to 3% from 85%. We were celebrating that. The next week, here come the enemy having a medevac because he couldn't breathe and some other things they were concerned. They said his heart is weak, but they thought they had to go in and do a stent, doing all those prayers. Pastor say, thank everybody for praying, the intercessors and all. They didn't have to do anything to his heart. He'll be going home. He might be already home now, though. But we thank the Lord for those prayers. And we still pray for Pastor Danny's husband, Chris, and for that household there for when the enemy tried to take his life and his body is going through, and he even had to have a trach and all. I'm not sure whether that's still there or not. I haven't heard any response. I've been still trying to get in contact with him to find out how he's doing, but we're still praying for that family. We're still praying for Pastor Taylor, the one that had the aneurysm. No, it wasn't an aneurysm. Completely, it was a brain bleed, and she's in coma. So we just ask you to continue to pray for her, that the Lord bless that mouthpiece to be raised up. And it said that woman that was preaching hard, and the Lord's blessed with the anointing in her life. She's standing. She's not one of those perpetrators. She is standing firm for the report. From what we hear, so we cancel the assignment of the devil coming up against her life, and so many others, and so many other reports that we've heard that the Lord has moved and did great things. So still pray for Mother McCormick's daughter with the lupus that the enemy is fighting this young woman. I think she's probably in her 30s, and she has a family too, and the enemy caused her body to be racked with pain. Sometimes can't walk and hurting and going through, but we believe in God to continue to bless in her body and raise her up. We pray glory to God that that we continue to pray one for another in our bodies and some situations that are going on in some of the warriors' lives and stuff like this, where the enemy has been attacking, whether it be in the finances or things, glory to God, concerning their homes. We curse and cancel that. The enemy is trying to steal the finances or is trying to cause a loose focus, but they're pressing and pursuing and perseverance. So on God's word is that he's going to bless and turn it around, and everywhere the enemy has stolen, he's going to have to bring it back sevenfold, seven times better. We just believe in God for him bringing the increase and canceling the assignment of the plotting already to steal from us. We are praying for Alicia, my daughter, and her husband, and the two grands and stuff like that. They went to D.C. They should be on their way traveling back, and I think that's about 18 hours. We're praying and thanking the Lord that he took them there safely. They had a great union, family time over there with the family there in summer. What God has done there, and bringing them back safely with no hurt, harm, or danger. And the other daughter that's supposed to be traveling here with the other grand here in a couple of weeks, we just pray that God's glorified, be blessed them and keep them covered and protect them. And cancel the assignment of these finances that still keep trying to steal, even in this travel time, that keep coming up against them. But we just bleed the blood of Jesus. And tonight we just bless God and bind up every device of the enemy, the thief, and pray in God's blessings and his healing and the financial blessings and encouragement and enlightenment and all that God has promised. We thank him in advance. Pray a blood covering. We speak life. Cancel the death demon and the stalker. Cancel the assignment of the enemy that comes in against the arthritis and all the other stuff. And even those that need the health, glory to God, have health problems. And even with obesity, we are praying a change, and not through sickness and disease, that we'll be healed and whole, but a mindset to still carry out the mission of God and obedience to him. We're praying for our families and our loved ones, and praying for salvation, praying for encouragement, praying for healing. glory to God, in our families, and we are praying, glory to God, that God can move in a miraculous way in those, glory to God, that are standing for him to even bless and do great exploits in the ministry. We're praying that we submit and commit, dedicate it, and hold on to the promise of the Lord, that the promise of the Lord add a rich and maketh no sorrow. In Jesus' name we pray. And now we say good night. Shalom. Shalom.